If the Turner Classic Movies cable channel is a constant companion to movie lovers at home, then TCM's Classic Film Festival is a pilgrimage site that many fans dream of experiencing sometime in their lives. TCM's fourth annual festival returns to Hollywood next week with a schedule bursting at the seams with great films, special guests, parties, and opportunities to commune with like-minded cinephiles. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. My guest today is the man at the center of TCM's programming and film selection choices. Charlie Tabish is Senior Vice President for Programming at TCM, and I'm delighted to have him back on the program today. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I should note you're joining us by phone from Los Angeles, and this Thursday your festival kicks off with a huge world premiere of the restoration of Funny Girl. And how many films do you have in this year's festival? It looks like more than usual.
Yeah, more than ever. Well, we added a venue, at least part-time, the El Capitan Theater. So now we're up to 80 films.
Fantastic.
And then, of course, you know, several other events throughout the weekend.
I know that with that many titles, there can't be a single theme, but you do have a number of threads, if you will, that run through the festival. A main one is what you're calling cinematic journeys, travel in the movies. I guess a number of the films are linked by this theme.
Yes. Every year we have an overall theme. And just to give us a purpose, I guess, it's just something we do at TCM. We like to theme things. So this year the theme is travel in the movies, and there are several categories of travel films. We've got train movies we're calling Riding the Rails. Mm. We've got The River as a Road. We've got Journeys of Self-Discovery. We've got a voyage to Italy with several films that are set in Italy, and we've got Lovers on the Run. So, you know, films where lovers take off and are being searched for. So,
like They Drive by Night or They Live by Night.
Yeah, exactly. They Live by Night is playing in Badlands and Bonnie and Clyde and a couple more. So we always try to, you know, sort of have that theme sort of as the dominant theme that strings through the entire weekend. But, of course, there are plenty of things that aren't related to the theme that we're going to do just because it's a key anniversary or it's just a film that we love.
Right.
Or, for example, it's Bugs Bunny's 75th birthday, so we're going to celebrate that with some Bugs Bunny cartoons. So it's a mix. But
I think it's also Chuck Jones's centennial this year.
That's right. It
sure
is. Great
tie-in.
Yeah.
Oftentimes when we think about movies and read about the experience of watching movies, people refer to them as transporting us. So it seems appropriate that you would be talking about journeys in films. And I think it's safe to say all of these films transport us in some way.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because when I first thought, okay, the theme is travel, what does that mean? And I started to think, okay, we'll have some train movies, we'll have some plane movies, we'll have some boat movies, and, you know, pretty much that'll be it. And then I started to think, well, what does that mean, travel in the movies? Is it us as the audience traveling? Is it the character traveling? Is it the destination as opposed to the journey? And so all those considerations went into the film mix.
Yeah, I'm thinking of a great film. You're showing an early David Lean film, Summertime, which Katharine Hepburn in Venice. I don't think Venice has ever been more beautifully photographed.
Yeah,
well, she's certainly been transported there, but I think as an audience, you are transported there as well. You're not
great
just
example.
Watching her.
Yeah, because you're not, they don't really travel in the movie.
Right.
I mean, it's set in Venice, but you, as an audience member, feel like you're in Venice as well.
Part of that transportation, of course, is the architecture of the cinema, which is the movie palaces that used to be built to transport us and prepare us for whatever trip the movies were going to take us on. And you're now using three classic Hollywood venues.
Yeah, that's right. As I mentioned a second ago, we added the El Capitan, which was the one theater that was in that area, walking distance with everything else, which is very important. We really want as much as possible to all be walking distance so you can just quickly go from movie to movie. And that's the one theater that until now we hadn't been able to access. So the fact that we have it for a few screenings this year is very special for us.
And that's now owned by Disney and is right across from Grauman's Chinese and just down the street from Grauman's Egyptian, two of the famed Hollywood Walk of Stars theaters.
Yes, although I should note that it's now the TCL Chinese Theater.
I saw that. It's been rebranded.
That's right.
And lots of changes coming, but I'm glad that you get to show films in there again because there is something special. I think one of the things that your festival does is not just show movies. It provides an experience a holistic experience, and part of that is the venues that we see these films in.
Well, thank you. I agree, and I think that's very important. And somebody on our team, Genevieve McGillicuddy, is hard at work all the time trying to line up just the right venues for us, and I think has scored a real coup this year by adding the El Capitan.
Absolutely, and part of that experience, of course, is special guests, and TCM revels in special guests. Anyone who's watched your channel and have seen all of the wonderful interviews, stars and filmmakers coming in front of the cameras, a lot of those will be out at TCM. I was particularly excited to see Max von Sydow is coming to the festival.
Yep, I think that's the one I'm most excited about, too, although there are others that I am excited about, but to have him come and celebrate his career and showing one of his Bergman films, as The Seventh Seal, along with one of his Hollywood films, Three Days of the Condor, and we're very excited about that. And then in addition to that, at our Club TCM, which is kind of a meeting place for people and a gathering place where we have panel discussions and conversations, we have an hour-long conversation with him. So he'll be very prominent. We're really excited about that.
We should note that you have a list on your website of special guests lined up, and it's probably over 50 at this point, including Jane Fonda and Eva Marie Saint and Carl Reiner and Mickey Rooney and Tippi Hedren. A lot of star power there. I remember last year Mickey Rooney for Girl Crazy. What a fantastic moment that was to see someone who came up and was so popular in Hollywood beginning in the 30s and is still working today.
Oh, I think he was the biggest star of, you know, several year period, maybe over a decade.
Yeah.
He was the biggest star in Hollywood. So the fact that he's still around and he's, you know, he came with us on our cruise actually in January. And he's still going strong, and it's really an honor to have him back.
Every year I'm amazed at the love that you can just pick up on Hollywood Boulevard, all of the thousands of folks that travel from across the country, you know, who are fans of your television program and just want to come and experience. And there's just this sense of camaraderie that happens at the festival, that these folks have left their television behind, and now they're meeting not strangers, but fellow travelers.
Yeah, thanks for mentioning that. That's always been very important to us. We kind of, when we started this, we were really thinking, you know, this is as much a convention as it is a film festival.
That's right.
We want to treat it that way. And I think that's kind of, you know, borne out. That's what it's become. So people come and it's wonderful to be sitting in the movie theater, but it's also the times when you're out of the theater and you're just walking around or you're just in the hotel and you're with friends, either new friends or old friends, and, you know, surrounded by people that are also movie lovers. And I think, especially, you know, when you come from a small town or even a small city where they don't have a lot of revival theaters or a huge film culture, mm-hmm. to come, it's really nice to be kind of surrounded by like-minded people. I think people really appreciate that.
You have some interesting things coming from the Museum of Modern Art, which you've plugged in each year, and I'm always excited to see those because truly these are films that are not circulating and are very hard to see in a cinema. Do you have some favorites among the lesser known films that are coming?
Well, one of them is from the Museum of Modern Art. It's called I Am Suzanne, which is an early 30s movie set in the world of puppeteers and a love story, and it's really quite magical and fun and interesting, and I don't think it's been seen at all. So we're really excited to be working with MoMA on that. Another movie we're getting from Rialto Pictures that I think is a great kind of unknown movie is called La Traversée de Paris, which was the American title was Four Bags Full. It's a 50s Jean Gabin comedy about... during the occupation, some black marketeers having to transport a pig used as meat across the city of Paris. So it fits within the travel theme, and it's a very funny, funny movie.
Fantastic. I know this gives you the opportunity also to pick maybe a few favorite films of yours, just personal treats, anything you're looking forward to actually seeing yourself. I know you're always busy at the festival, but you must find a screening or two that you can sit down for.
Well, I will say there are two movies that I think the two of the funniest movies ever made. I would say I would personally put them in the top two, maybe top three. One is Airplane, with the filmmakers Abram Zucker and Zucker, as well as Robert Hayes coming, and I think that will be a big event and a big hit. And then the other one is the new restoration of The General, Buster Keaton's film, which is, again, one of my favorites. And that's the one movie that I'm forcing everybody that I know, all of my family members and all of my friends, I'm saying, you have to go to that movie, and that's the one I'm going to make sure that I can sit through from beginning to end. I might try for some of the others, but those are the two that, as a comedy lover, I'm excited about. Of course, there are others, too. I love The Great Escape, and it's the 50th anniversary and a new restoration, so I'm excited for that to be playing as well. And then there are some movies like Libeled Lady, which is just a great, you know, comedy from the 30s, which I absolutely love. And, you know, you mentioned They Live by Night, which is another great one. So, yeah, there are several personal favorites and, of course, just other stuff that I think I like, but I think will be great crowd pleasers, like On the Town is playing, and
sure.
I'm really excited about. You know, I think those are the kinds of movies that just are so great to watch with an audience, and excited about that as well.
This is the centennial of Burt Lancaster as well, and I noted a couple of very interesting choices. I presume you're celebrating somewhat his career.
They were both chosen because it is his centennial, and because they both fit in the travel theme. One,
yep,
in a very interesting way, The Swimmer, which is a very interesting film.
It is,
to say the least, where he travels by swimming pool, I suppose, and then The Train, which is part of our train theme that runs throughout the weekend, too. And that's just a great, great action, more action movie that he starred in.
You have a number of festivities in and around the festival, too. It's not just all watching films. And I know at your home base, which is, I guess, the Roosevelt Hotel, right across the street from the Grauman's Chinese, or the TCL Chinese now, you have a number of dignitaries, including Alex Trebek with What's the Score? I guess that's a game show platform.
Correct. He has been a TCM fan for a long time, and we've always had a good relationship with him. And he was a guest programmer for us at one point, and we invited him on our cruise in January, and he came on the ship, and he hosted a couple of movies, and he also hosted a trivia event called What's the Score, where he would play a score from a film, and the audience, the teams would have to guess what film that was. And it was incredibly successful, incredibly popular. He loved it. So we've asked him to come back for the film festival, which he's very happy to do. So, Alex Trebek is now a part of the TCM Festival family. It's great.
Another classic. Well, it's certainly another fine festival schedule, and I congratulate you on putting all this together. It's a work of passion, but looking forward to seeing some great film presentations and other programs out there. So thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you, Charles. I'm looking forward to seeing you next Thursday.
I've been discussing next week's fourth annual TCM Classic Film Festival, which runs April 25th to the 28th in Hollywood, with TCM Senior Vice President for Programming, Charlie Tabish. With 80 film titles, special guest parties, and great camaraderie, the TCM Festival is a destination for movie lovers from all around the country. There are still a few festival passes for sale, and a complete list of programming and films can be found at filmfestival.tcm.com. On Film's producer is Norma Martinez. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.